007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Hi, Garrett. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now we have a presidential tale to start off with this afternoon.
Yeah, they like their presidential tales in the States because Woodrow Wilson, the U.S. president, former U.S. president, is the subject of Scott Berg's recently released biography. And this project has been developed by Warner Brothers as a potential star vehicle for Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm. He's actually producing the film as well. So, will I cast myself? Yes, I may as well. Wilson himself was a Presbyterian and academic by nature as well. He was reluctant at first, but ultimately led the US to join the Allies in the fight against the Germans during the First World War. He also helped create the League of Nations. So there's good subject matter there for a film. And DiCaprio's a strong actor in terms of bringing off big performances as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm always intrigued by the roles he takes on. You know, he still hasn't got that Oscar, you know. No. And yet you see him in something like Django Unchained, where he was superb because he was cast against type. He was the creepy baddie. And he was superb. So I think he'll get that Oscar eventually.
Yeah, he's getting better all the time.
He really is.
That's the thing about him, you know. So he's a really good actor.
Very good. Now you have a sequel for us.
Well, we do. And this, I suppose, was inevitable. This is the third chapter of the micro-budgeted Insidious film franchise. Now, Insidious Chapter 2 was released last weekend. In the States, it made more than $40 million at the box office in its first few days.
The horror genre is kind of big, isn't it?
Unbelievable. I mean, that's the largest horror genre opening ever. When I saw the figures, I was thinking, could that happen? And it did. So there's a huge appetite for it. So, of course, what would you do? Well, I'd write another one.
You would.
And that's what they're doing. And they've got the original writers back on board, the original producers. There's no mention as yet as to returning cast. More importantly, director James Wan, will he or will he not do it? He's currently working on yet another of your favourites, Fast and Furious 7, and has previously said that he's grown tired of the horror genre. But you know what? About $3 or $4 million into your bank account would make you love it again.
It would,
so
really.
He just might return. You wouldn't know.
Okay. Now, news of an Irish film, The Big Apple.
Yes, this is the festival. It's got a really strong program. Irish Film New York. It runs from the 4th to the 6th of October. This year's lineup includes screenings of Steph Green's Run and Jump, which was the winner of the Best Feature at the Galway Film Fla. It has the documentary When Ali Came to Ireland. That was on TV, actually, Christmas gone. And they'll be showing the Hardy Books movie as well. So the Hardy Books go to the States.
Yes.
The festival's going to have like a lot of panel offerings as well. They're going to be giving advice on sort of shooting in the US and how to become a shareholder in an independent Irish film. They've lots of different things on there. They're showing Pat Collins' Silence, the excellent documentary.
Great.
Or the excellent feature.
Mm-hmm.
Mark O'Connor's King of the Travellers and Paul Kennedy's Made in Belfast
all
as well.
Happening
so it's
in
good
New
festival.
York. Yeah, and great Irish interest there. Now, meanwhile, Seth MacFarlane taking over the world, is he?
Moguldom is set for Seth because his production company, Fuzzy Door Productions, they've just bought a three-story Beverly Hills office building for about $11 million.
That's all.
You'll realise this is pocket change because the reason for buying it is to sort of bring together all the production activity that he is involved in, which is an awful lot. And TV, Family Guy, American Dad, they have production offices in Wilshire Boulevard at the moment. Then he's got Dads, which is based out of 20th Century Fox, another series called Cosmos as well. In movies, he's doing A Million Ways to Die in the West, which he wrote, directed and stars alongside Charlize Theron and Liam Neeson. And he's also got a sequel to Ted, which is expected in 2015.
How does he fit it all in?
As well.
Wow.
Well, not only that.
Oh, really? There's
did
more?
You know that he has a musical career as well? He released an album of pop and jazz standards called Music is Better Than Words in 2011.
It's true. He's a great singer, in fact. Yeah.
And he is presently working on a Christmas album, which is going to be released in the 2014
Clever
holiday
guy.
Season.
He just knows how to make a buck, doesn't he?
So you BBC Pocket Change, and that's why he's bought the big building. So you can imagine a big name over the door. Yeah, Seth MacFarlane is a force to be reckoned with in
that's
Hollywood.
That's for sure. Okay. Now, some festival wins. The fourth Underground Cinema Film Festival came to a close.
Yeah, last weekend in Dunleary, they had very successful screenings. It finished with The Shadows, directed by Colin Downey. This year's winners at the festival were Stalker, Mark O'Connor's latest film, and we also had the documentary The Last Days of Joe Blow was awarded Best International Film, and Morris O'Connell's version of the classic Brian McMahon story Windows of Wonder won Best Short Film.
Great,
as
congratulations
well.
To all there, and it is of course festival time. Kerry gearing up for Film Festival?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot going on actually. The Kerry Film Festival announced their programmes, strong programme. They're showing Run and Jump, and also The Summit, the documentary that's got a lot of press so far as well. That runs from the 8th of October. In Offaly, there's the Offline Film Festival. A lot of people come to Birr to make films. They do a sort of 48-hour film challenge there, make short films. They have lots of screenings as well. That runs from the 9th to the 13th of October. And also the announcement of a new festival. It's an official gathering event. It's the inaugural Richard Harris Film Festival, which is going to take place in Limerick the 6th, 7th and 8th of December.
Great.
We're not too sure as yet as to some of the events that will be taking place. A lot of them will happen at 69 O'Connell Street, but they have said that Richard's sons, Gerard, Damien and Jamie, will be in attendance for some of the events as well. So that's a good one. They have a Facebook page, Richard Harris Limerick International Film Festival. You can look it up, and hopefully that'll be a good festival.
Great, we wish them all the best with that. That's a great idea. And of course it's Emmys night.
It is. The primetime Emmys take place tomorrow in Los Angeles. They are doing a special sort of remembrance of James Gandolfini as well, who passed away. But it's the 65th Emmys, and it's a big night for all the big TV shows.
The red carpet will be rolled out.
And yes. Mad Men and all of those. So look out for the winners.
Indeed. Now, trailer watch. Nicole Kidman on the big screen as Grace Kelly.
As Grace Kelly, yeah. It's a teaser trailer, but it's worth looking at because it's very, very stylish and she looks great in it. And it's called Grace of Monaco is the name of the film. So if you're curious as to how Nicole looks and the style of it, I thought the cinematography looked pretty special.
Yeah, I had a look at it. It is good. And I always thought when she starred in The Others, she had that Grace Kelly look about her. And when I heard she was cast in this, I thought, yeah, that sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, have a look. That's our trailer watch, Grace of Monaco.
Very good. New releases, where are we starting?
Okay, well, we're starting with Halle Berry, who stars in The Call. It's about a veteran 911 operator takes a life-altering call from a teenage girl who has just been abducted, and she realises that she must confront a killer from her past in order to save the girl's life. We also have In Real Life. This is a documentary that takes us to the bedrooms of British teenagers and to the world of Silicon Valley, where we find out exactly what the internet is doing to our children. Good subject matter there. Kelly and Victor, this is about two people that meet at a nightclub. They start a pretty intense relationship, the excitement of which removes them from the dull orderliness of their lives. Antonia Campbell-Hughes and Julian Morris star in that film.
Yes, then we have, well, we spoke about Nicole Kidman playing Grace Kelly and Princess Diana.
On paper, this works.
Naomi Watts, I don't know if it was as good a decision for her. I don't know.
Have a listen to this clip. You can judge a lot from it.
Okay.
Are you going down?
Yes. Thanks. I was just seeing Joseph. So much better.
Mr. Toffolo's not on that floor.
Right. Yes, well, I got lost and, you know, went a bit wrong. Actually, I didn't get lost. I was snooping. Hospitals fascinate me.
Are you being serious?
Yes. When I visit hospitals, I get excited. I feel like I can make a contribution.
Well, perhaps I can show you around.
I would adore that.
I don't know how to contact you.
Well, I'm like most people. I've got a mobile. Actually, I'm not like most people. I have four.
One number would do.
It's fair to say it's been pretty much panned by a lot of critics.
Really.
Which is kind of unfortunate.
Scripting didn't sound too Enlightening there, is that the word?
I know. I like Naomi Watts. I think she's a good actress.
She is. That's why I'm not sure if this was the best career move for her, but there you go.
Playing Princess Diana is always going to be, you know, a big role, and, you know, I suppose people will be interested in the film anyway. So Diana is the name of the film.
Then we have Black Ice.
Yes, if you want to support an Irish film, Johnny Gogan directs this one. Jane McGrath stars in it, and Love Hate star Killian Scott. It's set sort of on the border. There's a lot of boy racer stuff in it. It's a low budget film, but it's got plenty of heart, so support an Irish film. It's called Black Ice. And then there's also a Belfast story as well. This is Colm Meaney starring this one alongside Malcolm Sinclair. It's a drama set in Belfast, obviously, and it's kind of about life after terrorism and a murder, and it looks interesting. It hasn't set the critics alike either, but you know, support some Irish films.
Sure, yeah, and a lot of Irish interest this week, which is good news indeed. What have you chosen as our TV movie to watch for?
Just a bit of fun, really. It's a kind of a fun movie, which is on tonight, and it's City Slickers. And
I actually haven't seen that in years.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking as well when I saw it. Billy Crystal, of course, was in his heyday at that stage, and he was really good in it.
His face moved as well then, which
is good. It did. Oh, that's a terrible comment to make. Jack Palance actually won an Oscar for his role in it, and it's about, you know, a group of men who had a midlife crisis and they go on this cattle driving vacation. I think everybody wanted to go on one of them.
It was so popular.
UTV 1015 City Slickers.
Might just be time to watch that one again. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thank you.